Songs of Spring. The smells of shade where bushes laugh, the air pervade, with scents from blossoms of all hues, may thus fair nature's world imbues. By lawn, in woods, and valleys glow, there, soul, we both may go.
Mystery. Scarce from its downy nest, the bluebird beauteously sings, then falls to sudden rest. Oh, the mystery of thought, when void stares o'er the eyes, what wonders hours have wrought that sing of songful skies.
Greatness. Who knows the sun but after it is down? Too full of light, it rolled past their dim gaze, the dim, dull gaze of the world in bustle's maze. At morn they slept and saw not his gold crown. At noon they worried when he silvery shone. At eve they dozed and saw not his gold blaze. Then night came, and they shuddered in amaze that light and warmth with his still death had gone. Ah, me! So is it with the great in soul, with poets and all great men striving on. No one doth notice, as no one the sun, that as the sun doth o'er the heavens roll, a great light filled the world with truth and song. Yet, when he's dead, they rue for all their wrong.
Genius. Thou art like the unresting ocean's deep, ere changing in thy moods and hues of mind. No calm in sun, then wild in eastern wind, forever fluent, refluent, ne'er asleep. Now mounting, then down gliding in thy tide. Thou fluid, never art exact, but thou dost change like water's bosom, the blessed one's brow. By thee the ocean's changes I abide. So avaunt, thou man who dost thyself repeat, exact like chiseled stone dost work away. Dull, dry, sand earth is all for thy work day. But fly to me, thy genius, liquid sweet, reflecting all within thy fluid soul. Thou lone great mind, heaven's realm, thy glorious goal.
Rush yon fall of liquid snow, rush with low, low thunder tone, sound as storms that lash sea foam, as wind through oaks grown long ago. Splash your feet on the deep green pool, murmur with inner voice, as lispings gone of her who pineth in her golden home, who spelled my soul those last days at the school. The sun is kissing all your white silk breeds, afar the meadowlark sings in the meads. Your gloomy caves are lit by hanging ferns. You murmur as men speak when all alone. O fall, you haunt me in your cooling flow. But her sweet lucid throat, whose breath is violet scent, it is not here. Her languid laugh, her glance, are gone. O glance that thrilled me too long, sorrow weeks ago.